Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Waking you.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Yo,
wake up on 98.5 KLUC.
No yawning during the show, little Jess. Come on, we're almost there. It's Friday.
I didn't yawn.
We
I stretched.
Try to lie to these people. I can't see you. Don't try to lie to the good people of Las Vegas. What would you miss most from your childhood?
You know how today everything is like vibes and energy, and if we don't, you know, have the energy, then we just don't connect, right?
Okay.
Well, I miss just being so pure and little that it didn't matter. Your vibe didn't matter. Like, hey, if you wanted to come over and play Monopoly or we wanted to color together, like, I just miss that of just being able to just play with other kids and it not be a petty thing, a click, you know, like, remember when you were like 5, 6, it didn't matter.
You didn't care.
It didn't, didn't care. Well, the kid who picked his nose came and used your crayons. You didn't care.
Be the change you see in the world, girl.
Yeah. Like,
ring
miss,
that bell.
I'll share my book of crayons with you.
Ring that bell. Just don't even worry about it.
Just playing with other kids. Like, I just missed that part.
Pick whatever flavor of ice cream you enjoy.
Yeah.
Sharon Booger Crayons. Got it.
Don't miss that.
Talk to me about Booger Crayons. No. What's Booger Crayons?
That's what she just said.
Yeah.
Like the pick at his nose and then Sharon the Booger.
You didn't care that the kid who was picking his nose just came and used your crayons. Like, you were just using Booger Crayons.
I didn't put the two together. I thought maybe Booger Crayons in Kayla World was where you pick your nose and then you use it to draw.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I was like, is this another
Florida thing? I never did that.
What do you miss most about your childhood?
So where I grew up, there, like, we were in a flood zone because we lived in the river. And so, like, once a year during hurricane season, the whole, like, area, I lived in a 3-story house, but the bottom story was all in stilts, and the whole thing would flood. It would be, like, 6-7 feet under the house most of the time. So we have to boat in and out of our house for a good month out of the year. And weirdly enough, it was such a pain in the butt as you're going through it. You're like, because you got to prep an extra, like, hour in advance, and telling a kid that normally goes to school at 8 o'clock that they got to get up at 5, that's a nightmare.
Your parents hated it, but for you, it's an adventure.
Exactly. So now it's like, I kind of actually miss it. Like, weirdly enough, the pain in the tuchus boating in and out of my house is actually probably
tuchus,
a really good time.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Kind of fun.
Tuchus, I do love when we tell hillbilly stories, though. We had boat in and out of our house
because
the rains came and we had to go. Hey, Kelsey, what do you miss most about your childhood?
My grandpa taught me how to sing to the birds when I was about 5, 6 years old, and he passed away the day after my 16th birthday, so I really miss him.
But you thought you were getting, like, knowledge.
Yeah. Oh,
that's nice.
Knowledge.
Oh, now. Yeah.
That's amazing. Spence and I were talking, you should have seen us get wistful. I miss playing sports as a kid.
Oh, that was great.
Because it was everything.
Specifically, like, what, the, I mean?
Sports.
Didn't matter. Go out to the baseball, yard, go out the yard and throw the football around and play. Tackle football all day.
That too. But then when you played like Little League and you got your uniform.
Uniform.
Oh.
That was
big deal, man.
Everything. And my first year of soccer, we sucked. We went around in a herd after the ball. And so they were like, what are we going to call this team? And they look like a herd of buffaloes. And it stuck. And we were the Buffaloes. and we just played in these reversible. One side of the shirt was red. The other side was blue.
Yeah.
It was janky. And then we got a better coach. And one of the kids who played, his name was Randy Bauer. His dad owned a TV repair shop. So we became the Kings TV Kings and won the state championship the next year.
Oh, my God.
And it was the greatest thing ever. And I was 10. I was 10. Aww. And it was the best. And I remember that kid's name from when we were 10. Yeah. Danny, what do you miss the most about childhood?
Man, so growing up in California, man, we had this pretty tight community. And we had, like, the biggest block parties for birthdays, man. Almost every month, somebody threw a birthday. it was shut down. The whole apartment complex was shut down.
Awesome.
Party, music, balloons, piñatas, the works, man. It was awesome.
Would there always be that one neighbor, too, that would be like, I'm trying to get through? You'd be like, yeah, you need to go around.
Yeah, pretty much. It'd be like that. Yeah. Nah, sorry.
There's always
somebody's parents would be like, well, you got to go around. And yeah.
There's that one old lady. There's that one old lady awesome. Who just yep. doesn't like,
I moved here because it's quiet.
It's like, oh, my God. That's crazy.
And here here comes the Lopez's and boom.
What did you miss most about your childhood?
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Yeah. Let's go, go, go.
98.5 KLUC.
702-364-9898. Wanda, what do you miss most about being a kid?
Well, I come from a small town in California called El Centro. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. And the neighborhood we lived in, no one ever sold a house. Okay. So it was mostly older people, and this family moved in. And I was about 8 years old, and they had a daughter. Two doors down. It was perfect. I mean, we connected right away. We would ride bikes and go sing in her bedroom and do tumbling in the yard. And she became my best friend. And so for 35 years, we lived in the same town, and most of it we lived two doors down. And we'd run back and forth, and it was awesome. And here we are almost 48 years later, still best friends. And I'm stuck in Nevada, and she stayed. So I miss that. I miss having my best friend by me.
Or let's be honest, are you the one that got out? I mean, let's be straight. I know that seems it seems like a wonderful memory, but she's the one. That's funny too. How many people have come from a small town and have that person that never left? We had somebody in my small town. I think it's changed now. That for the longest time, she had never been farther than two towns over.
That's the craziest thing to me.
Well, no, and we said that. It's like, why? And she's like, there's nothing I need. Everything I need is right there. Why don't you go into Seattle? Why? I've seen the pictures. Don't you want to go to a Seahawks game? No, I don't like football.
That's amazing, though. Like, even in her childhood, that, like, the family wouldn't take her. So, you know what I mean? Like, that's incredible to me.
They just never left. They never left town. Justin, what do you miss about being a kid?
I miss my grandparents. I miss, my grandfather used to take me out camping and fishing on the Missouri River. You know, I'm from Nebraska originally. Been out in Vegas for 22 years, so.
Got it. And your relatives are always so special.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Your relatives always, it was such a big deal to go. If your grandparents didn't live in the same town, how far away were your grandparents?
Hour and a half, 2 hours.
Did you see them much when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'd see them like once a month. They would either come down or we'd go up there.
That's quite a bit. I mean, I think in the general.
We didn't have a lot of family, though. Like, that's the whole thing. So your family, you're bonded with, because we had my grandparents, and then we're the only kids out of my parents had two siblings each, and none of them had kids at all.
Yeah, like my cousins were about as, they're as close to brothers and sisters as I was ever going to get. Oh, my God. And we would leave. And we still joke about this to this day. We would leave. I would cry. Yeah. Oh, my God. I would cry. To the point of where my mom would finally just be like, just go over there.
Like, I can't handle you.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Yeah.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
90.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.